Jesus said this. He said, if you abide in my word, if you hold fast to my teaching and live accordance with them, he says, then are you truly my disciple. So how do I define myself as a true disciple of Jesus? Am I holding fast to his word, which means I'm holding on to it tight, and am I living in accordance to him? See, I got to get the word. I got to receive the word. I got to believe the word. And then I got to do the word, or live in accordance to the word, in order for me to qualify as one of Jesus' true disciples. And he says, and you will know the truth, and that truth will make you free. And it goes on to say later, it says, in whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Then we talked about last week in accordance to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we talked about, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, like you're doing right now, when you receive the word of God, what you're going to find out when you go to service on either on Saturday or on Sunday, when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the words of men, but as it is truth, the word of God, which also effectually works in you who believe. Remember, the word only works in you if you believe it. Kind of like that diet. It only works. We don't even talk to people about diets, because the first three letters of the word diet is D-I-E, diet. We don't talk about that. What we talk about is modify your way of eating. Modify your way of living. How are you going to do that? You're going to get new information. You're going to go do some research, and you're going to go out there and get some new information. And when you go out there and get that new information, you will find some that you will believe it. And then when you believe it, you will receive it. And when you receive it, guess what you will do? You will make plans to do it. It's no different than it comes with the word of God. First of all, you got to realize, when even when your apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher is speaking, if they're speaking the word of God, it's they might be the instruments by which it's coming forth, but the source of that word is not the men or women of God in the pulpit. The source of that word, you're going to find out tonight. He is the spirit of life that comes from the Father above.